From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran's OPEC envoy said Wednesday the country plans to increase its oil production to levels it had before the imposition of international sanctions sharply cut its exports. The comments came ahead of a meeting in Tehran of oil ministers from Iran, Iraq, and Venezuela to discuss a proposal to freeze production in order to battle a drop in oil prices. Russia and OPEC members Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed Tuesday to keep their oil output at January levels. Meanwhile, the pact to freeze production marks a shift in Saudi oil policy. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for besieged areas in Syria, where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut by both government forces and opposition fighters. The aid deliveries are part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. The UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, Tuesday, after meeting, said that the deliveries are a test of the government's commitment to allow the United Nations to bring humanitarian aid to reach the Syrian people. Meanwhile, world powers proposed a cessation of hostilities in Syria last week, which has been jeopardized already. According to Joseph Beihaupt in an interview with China Central Television in Washington, D.C. Wednesday, he's a visiting scholar in the Middle East program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
We can say that, it would really be a miracle if the ceasefire enters in effect Friday. But I would also go further than that and say that maybe we are also on the verge of a regional confrontation today in Syria.
Meanwhile, Syria's foreign ministry shot back at the comments Wednesday, saying it doesn't wait for anyone to remind its duties of the people. VOA News. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it claimed in the South China Sea. It's a move that's likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. Taiwan's defense ministry said Wednesday that the missile batteries have been set up on Woody Island. Images from a civilian satellite company shows two batteries of eight surface-to-air missile launchers as well as a radar system deployed on the beach on Sunday. The World Health Organization says it will need some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus. The virus has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday that its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners, experts, and resources to help countries enhance surveillance of the Zika virus and the disorders that could be linked to it. The United Nations is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council the appeal would be launched on Thursday. He laid out the effects of the devastation that Yemen has experienced in the past 12 months and said the money would pay for food, water, sanitation, and urgent health care. President Obama, closing a two-day summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California Tuesday, called for tangible steps to lower tensions over ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. He said leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, affirmed that disputes should be resolved peacefully and through legal means.
Freedom of navigation must be upheld, and lawful commerce should not be impeded. I reiterated that the United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows, and we will support the right of all countries to do the same.
That is President Obama speaking Tuesday in California. Pope Francis, on his final day of a visit to Mexico, and is scheduled to hold a large-scale mass celebration that will be viewed live by people in Ciudad Juarez and just across the border in El Paso. The Pope is expected to speak about the plight of migrant workers, many of whom leave Mexico to seek better lives in the United States, and the plague of drug violence, which has been especially severe near the border. Apple CEO Tim Cook said Wednesday the U.S. government took an unprecedented step by ordering the company to help the FBI access an iPhone used by one of the shooters who killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California in December. A judge issued the order Tuesday saying Apple shall provide software to bypass an auto-erase function that deletes contents from iPhone if someone enters 10 incorrect passwords. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.